We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Thank you. Let me stand. Bye.
We hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
The kingdom.
Jesus, life's blood shed for me. Why did he suffer as no man has ever done? Oh, there's just one reason. I am the one. He loves me.
the storm raged about them, the disciples were afraid. For the waves were high and the ship was tossed, they could not find their way.
I've called on God in prayer. When it seemed to me that all hope was gone and I was in despair, then I remembered what the Lord said when he calmed that troubled sea. And I know once more how he sees the storm.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
Redeemer and friend. strong. When the witnesses surround me and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper and life shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus and he gives my spirit wings. God gives wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagle's wings. Let us run the race with patience. Let us lay each weight aside, looking only unto Jesus. He will be our faithful guide. He has won the race before us. He has won the victor's crown. And he calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground.
That we might know the Father. that heaven we might gain at the right time, at the best time. That we might know the Father, that heaven we might gain at the right time, at the best time, He came. At the right time, at the best time, He came.
Savior, hear my humble cry,
my humble cry,
while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Sweet relief, and kneeling there in deep contrition, Savior, help my unbelief. Gentle Savior, gentle Savior,
hear my humble
humble cry.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best art by day. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord.
riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance now and always, Thou and Thou only first in my heart, my King of heaven, my treasure Thou.
Great is thy have heard of a land on a faraway strand. 'Tis the beautiful place I call home. Built by Jesus on high, there we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old. When our work here is done and the life crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrows will end, and our voices will blend with the saints who have gone on before.
Never grow.
Future press you with its worry and its care. Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to Him today.
He is
discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. Reach out to Jesus. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled, An Angel Clears the Way. Psalm 91, 11 and 12 says, For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Let's have prayer before we leave, my wife, Kathy said, glancing at our new 36-foot RV trailer. I'm a little nervous about pulling that heavy load, especially going into the city. I was a little nervous too. We had just purchased the fifth wheel RV in Oklahoma and were heading home to Arizona. Our 3/4 ton GMC pickup was barely big enough to haul such a large load. So far, it had been doing fine. But I was concerned about manoeuvring the large vehicle as we approached Phoenix and got into heavier traffic. Kathy and I paused for prayer and then set out on our long drive. Toward afternoon, at one of our fuel stops, I adjusted the brakes on the trailer, increasing the tension a bit. Soon we were back on the interstate heading into Phoenix. The freeway had widened to 5 lanes, with an additional exit lane on the right, and the traffic had picked up. As we came over a little rise, suddenly all the cars in all the lanes in front of us hit their brakes and stopped. My heart almost stopped too, because I was cruising along at 65 miles an hour in the second lane from the left. I was heading downhill with a heavy trailer and a too small truck toward a solid wall of stopped cars. I applied my brakes hard, and the trailer brakes locked up. I looked in my mirror and saw that they were smoking. The truck was not stopping. I could see that I was going to plow right over the cars in front of me. There was no way out, and I was scared to death. Then I think, an angel must have pushed the cars out of the way. There were 3 cars in the exit lane, and all of a sudden, they all went up on the shoulder onto the gravel, leaving the far right lane clear. I cranked the steering wheel as fast as I could to the right and swung toward the exit lane. Then I steered hard to the left, and the trailer followed. With tires screeching and smoke flying, we sailed down the right-hand lane past the stopped cars. As I was going through, I saw a man run across in front of me onto the freeway. As he ran back in the other direction towards his pickup parked on the shoulder, I realized what had happened. He'd been carrying an extension ladder on his pickup. It was quite windy, and the extension ladder had blown off and then extended across the lanes of traffic, bringing the cars to a screeching halt. K Kathy and I were shaken as we slid through there. The tyres were still smoking, and we still were not stopping. We knew the angels had cleared the right-hand lane for us so that we did not hit or kill anybody and weren't killed ourselves. A reflection on this from Christ Object Lessons, page 176, reads, "We need to understand better than we do the mission of the angel visitants. It would be well to consider that in all our work we have the cooperation and care of heavenly beings. Invisible armies of light and power attend the meek and lowly ones who believe and claim the promises of God. Cherubim and seraphim and angels that excel in strength, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, stand at his right hand, all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation." Hebrews 1 verse 14. This story, "An Angel Clears the Way," was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Hello, I'm Casey Butler, and welcome to Healthy Living Around the World. I'm on site at Hergelia Lifestyle Center in Romania, and my guest today is George Mera.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
No worries. Thank you for being on the program. So, can you share with me where you are from to start with?
I am from Ecuador, South America.
Okay, South America. And now you're here in Romania.
That's right.
How did you get all the way here?
Well, I will try to make the long story short.
Okay.
I was raised up in the city all my life. I lived in Ecuador and in the States. I will go back and forth because of my parents' job. And eventually we decided to buy a farm and go live to the countryside, trying to follow God's advice for our lives. And in that time, I had two goals in my head.
Mm-hmm.
One was to start building my house, thinking about the future.
Yes.
Or the other one was to go to a mission school to get more training so I can use in the mission work. That's the main reason why we moved to the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying about it for many months, maybe 5-6 months, and I felt like I had no answer. So I decided, maybe I should start building the house. So with my dad, we were checking the materials, and when I was about to buy the things to start building, mm-hmm. I received a call from a girl that I didn't know, and she told me about Hergelia.
Oh!
And until that point, I've never heard about Hergelia, and from then on, God worked in many ways, and it was clear that was his answer to my prayer, and God opened the doors, and now I'm here for almost a year.
Wow! So what have you been doing here?
We tried to receive trainings that helps us to develop in all areas, both mm-hmm. physically, spiritually, and mentally. And mm-hmm. among the classes we receive, it's, for example, we get nutrition courses. We get how to make healthy cooking.
Okay, yeah.
So among the other things, among the other classes we receive and courses, we also get physiology, and we also get theoretical training in massage and hydrotherapy, and then we also get the practical part. We get to practice here in the sanitarium next to the school.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we get once we finish the course, we actually get to work with patients. And we also get agriculture classes, both the theory part and also the practical, how to grow our own food and in an organic and a more healthy way. And how to give Bible courses, and also we have different spirit prophecies, short courses on Daniel and Revelation. And
wow, so it's quite a variety of all sorts of different things, topics that you're learning about here.
Yes, it's we get many different subjects, and one way or the other, they're all connected in the mission work. So it's
yes. Okay, so very useful things that you're learning. Yeah, wow. Okay, good. So obviously this place is a lifestyle center, so it's helping people change their lifestyle. It's sort of natural for people who are here to have some appreciation already for living a healthy lifestyle. So what I'm wondering is, how did you come to appreciate healthy living principles in your life personally?
Well, I was not born Adventist. Therefore, when I was born, I, like most people, everything, all sorts of meat and everything that moves will be part of our food. But then maybe about 8 years, well, my parents got baptized. Well, I'm 22. My parents got baptized when maybe 18 years ago. So since I was little, we were starting to learn the message, but we were not vegetarians or vegans. We ate still a normal diet.
Yes.
Like most of, like, let's say the world. But then eventually we little by little will start making changes. And maybe the past 8-6 years, we don't eat any animal products anymore. And we've definitely saw the change in our lives, not only physically, but also in the spiritual
side.
And I really do think it's a big connection between our physical health and our spiritual health.
Yeah. So what kind of things have you noticed in terms of how the physical side has impacted your spiritual life?
I think when we have a more healthy lifestyle, our mind can appreciate God's word in a bigger way. Our mind is more sharp, and we can really, of course, we cannot understand fully everything that God has for us, but we can definitely get a bigger picture.
Yes, yes. Wow, so you've noticed an impact in that area as well. Did you notice any changes, like benefits in your physical health when you made those changes?
Well, yeah, I would say, well, most people now have different like cardiovascular diseases and chronic diseases that are like, so for some people, it's like you must have them at some point of your life. But we can see with this that it's really the result of our bad lifestyle and bad habits that we have. So we can definitely see the difference between our health and my health in comparison to, let's say, the average person.
Yeah, right.
And we can be of a better testimony for them, both when we present the health message and also eventually the gospel.
Yes, yes. Okay, so yeah, you can see how that's... it's all about prevention, isn't it?
Yes.
Prevention through correct lifestyle habits, isn't it? So what would you say then is your favorite lifestyle practice habit that you have that you apply in your life? I know there are many different ones, but is there any that you particularly enjoy?
Well, I like eating a lot.
I like eating. What kind of things do you like eating?
I like eating delicious and nutritious food. I come from a tropical place, so I eat a lot of fruits.
Okay.
But the one I like the most is the physical, like, exercise.
Oh, you like that? Okay.
Yes. I'm a farmer, so it's part of my work.
Ah, that's handy.
So it's something that really makes me feel more useful. And yes, I would say maybe that, the physical exercise.
So you use your physical exercise to do your work, which then you grow your food with, your good food, and then you eat it, and it's a nice cycle for you.
It's a nice cycle, yes. Here, the students, they always, well, not make fun of me, but always like make jokes because I grow bananas.
Okay.
And I can eat every morning 12, 15 bananas.
Oh, no really? Problem. You love bananas?
Because of the physical work, it compensates and...
Yes, yes, you're fine with
a
it.
A nice experience.
So you'd eat lots of fruits. What else do you like to eat?
Well, it's part of our culture. We eat a lot of rice.
Yes.
So maybe too much carbohydrates, but but yeah, we eat a lot of rice, pasta, and potatoes, things like that. But definitely, I will say the fruits and the cereals are what I enjoy the most.
Okay. Yeah. And they're plant foods that you're mentioning, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. I think you said earlier that you used to eat meat. You don't eat that anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
What
that's
about any animal products like milk or...
Well, in the home, we don't buy them for maybe the past 8 years.
Oh, wow.
From time to time, I will eat them outside of the home.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. But you mainly focus on the plant foods. Yeah. Very good. And you've experienced the benefits in your life in many ways by the sounds of things. So if you were to... talk to someone who has been maybe thinking about making changes in their life and their lifestyle, and they're thinking about adopting some healthy lifestyle habits or something like that, making changes, What would you say to them? What words of maybe wisdom or advice from your experience that you have had would you recommend to them in order to help their experience be successful?
Well, I guess it depends a lot on the person. Many people have preconceived ideas on mm-hmm. making lifestyle changes, and especially on diet, they will think the food will become less tasty or appetizing.
Yes.
So I guess it depends on the person, but I will say the general idea is that they should try it. There's the good thing, you have nothing to lose.
Yes.
It's just benefits. Mm-hmm. So I will say that's probably the nicest way to present it, is that you have nothing to lose but just gain.
Yes.
So it's a win or win situation that
if they try and go forward in that direction, they're almost guaranteed to have benefits.
Yes,
is that right? Yes. Yes. Wow. That's really encouraging for people. Mm-hmm. They're trying to consider reasons to move forward in that direction. That's really, really encouraging. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us your experience. It's always encouraging to hear how people are adopting healthy lifestyles, living them out, and also sharing with others. I would like to thank you for sharing all of this with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Our guest today has been George Mera. He's a student here at Hergelia Lifestyle Center in Romania, and we have been recording on site here. And I'm your host, Casey Butler, and thank you so much for listening to Healthy Living Around the World. God bless.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.